AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden travels to Louisiana, which has a Democrat for governor, GOP-controlled legislature, and congressional delegation to pitch his infrastructure plan.
When it comes to bridges and roads and the like, I've never seen a Republican or Democrat road. I just see roads.
The price tag is $2.3 trillion, too much for Republicans.
American Jobs Plan is a blue-collar blueprint to rebuild America. A blue-collar blueprint to rebuild America, to supercharge our economy so we can move goods, get to work, become more competitive around the world.
Biden wants to raise corporate taxes to cover the costs. He is also challenging Republicans to be willing to compromise on the bill. Florida is the latest GOP-controlled state to enact an elections law that imposes restrictions on when, where, and how to cast a ballot. AP's Ben Thomas has this.
I have what we think is the strongest election integrity measures in the country. I'm actually going to sign it right here. It's going to take effect.
That's Florida Governor Ron DeSantis actually signing the law on Fox and Friends this morning. There were no signs of voter irregularities in Florida during last year's presidential election, but DeSantis and other Republicans say the new law puts guardrails in place against fraud.
This keeps us ahead of the curve.
Florida is moving in the wrong direction.
White House Deputy Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
The only reason to change the rules right now is if you don't like who voted, and that should be out of bounds.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Two students and a school custodian have been injured in a shooting at a middle school in Rigby, Idaho. Police say the shooting suspect, also a student, is in custody. None of the injuries are thought to be life-threatening. The Dow sets another closing record, up 318 points to close at 34,548. S&P 500 closed just above 4,200 points. This is AP News. The Labor Department reports another drop in first-time jobless filings.
Last week's total was the lowest of the pandemic, 498,000 applications for jobless benefits. That's still more than double the usual pre-pandemic level, but the sharp declines signal the job market is getting stronger as virus restrictions are lifted and businesses reopen. Analysts predict tomorrow's monthly jobs report will show the economy added nearly a million jobs last month, similar to March's total. The recovery, though, is happening so fast that many companies, especially restaurants, cannot find enough applicants to fill available spots. Others are boosting pay to attract more people. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Interior Department is restoring protections for wild birds, including prosecuting bird deaths caused by industry that were ended in the final days of former President Donald Trump's administration. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.